Northwestern's campus traverses almost a mile of Sheridan Road, not to mention the space on either side of the street. For students who live on one end of campus but have class on the other end, quick and easy transportation is vital. I talked to a few students about the best ways to get around campus to maximize sleep and convenience. We'll start with the most traditional mode of transportation, walking, with Tunji, a first-year Medill student who lives in the Southwest area.
Why did you decide initially to walk around campus instead of getting a bike, scooter, or another vehicle?
I was like, I already assumed I was going to walk when I arrived at school. And then I didn't realize how many people had bikes and scooters and other modes of transportation. So I was like, oh, that's cool, but I'm just still walking right now.
How long is your average commute to class?
My longest is 5 minutes. My shortest is 2 minutes.
You mentioned you were thinking of buying a scooter. What or who inspired this?
The stimulus check. That's really what inspired it. It seems like it would be a decent way to get around campus. It seems fast, reliable, less effort than a bike, but I don't know how good it is in the winter.
So Tunji likes walking around campus, but even he is considering changing his routine up. Next, I talked to Jarvis, a first-year McCormick student who also lives in the Southwest area. His vehicle of choice is a skateboard.
So what made you want to get a skateboard or over a bike or another mode of transportation?
I did not want to waste time locking up with my bike.
What do you think about this storage for skateboards around campus? Do you keep it in your classrooms, in your dorm?
Mine's small enough to keep in my dorm, and I could also carry it into the classroom, with no issues or anything. So that's one of the advantages of having a skateboard over a bike.
And how long is your average commute to class?
It takes no more than 10 minutes usually.
Oh, that's great. What do you think about riding on campus and on Sheridan Road?
I don't ride on Sheridan Road, or at least I try not to, because Sheridan Road isn't really made for skateboards. It's more suitable for bikes because the bike lane is like really rough.
You heard it here. If you want a fast way to get to class but don't want to lug around a bike, skateboards are the way to go. Just stay on Orrington instead of Sheridan. Lastly, I talked to someone about one of the most common vehicles, bikes. Alex is a first-year Medill student who lives on North Campus.
So what made you want to ride a bike over a skateboard or another mode of transportation around campus?
So I cannot skateboard, and unlike a lot of more optimistic kids on campus, I knew I probably would not be able to learn how to. So I just am in the area. Originally, I'm from about an hour south of here, and I had a bike already, so it was just easy and simplistic for me to bring that up to campus and use it.
How long is your average commute to class?
I bike fast, faster than normal, so I can make it from Bob McCullough to MFC and McCormick, which is like very north, very south, in about 5 minutes, I'd say. I am aware, however, that that is just based on like the environment right now outside, and like once winter hits, I will not have that same privilege. So I'm just taking advantage of the short biking time now.
That's impressive. Are you planning to still bike once it's all icy and snowy outside?
You know, I heard about the Northwestern Ventura the other day from some of my friends, so I'm thinking of utilizing that.
What do you think about the bike racks around campus?
You know, I like them. I've heard a lot of stories of people's tires, etc., getting stolen. I have not had that experience, but I've seen a lot of bikes around where I end up locking my bike having those like malfunctions on them. So that's not like the most positive reinforcement for me to see every day, but overall I haven't had any issues yet, and there's usually spaces available for me, so I do like
before that. Letting my interviewees go, I had to ask about one of the most controversial modes of transportation on campus, the mopeds. One of the most common sights and sounds around campus and along Sheridan is the whirring of athletes on their mopeds.
You know, love it or hate them, the mopeds are very accessible. I kind of wish I had one myself. However, I will not admit that anywhere outside of this interview.
I think they should be driven as cars, which means they should be on the roads only.
I wish I got one.
For now, all we know is that there's a NoPeds petition on change.org. The petition's goal is to, quote, get Northwestern to ban mopeds until the student athletes have a winning record. Whatever your transportation mode of choice, I wish you a fast and easy commute along Sheridan.